morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager. I'm coming to you from my home away from home right during the month of July. And I had brought my mic with me and my headphones, and I had it all plugged in. But for some reason, and I was listening to RBN, the John Moore show earlier, but I cannot hear anything with all that turned on, plugged in, so I've unplugged it. So now we're going all right, and I am not using those instruments, so I am coming again from the sound tunnel, I guess, but that's better than nothing. So here I am, and let's get started. This is a beautiful Friday morning, July 8th, and this has been on Revisionist Report, a week devoted to, for the most part, Islam and Muslims and their effect on white societies. I have more than I can bring up on that subject put together here, but I am expecting to be connected with Frederick Tobin of Australia early, any time now. Now, it might be after the first break, but whether, I don't know what kind of day this is, but whether I manage to talk to Frederick this morning or not, I'll give you some background on him and his current situation. Because, as I say, whether we end up with him today, it's always good to learn something about him. Frederick is German in origin, but he was raised in Australia as an Australian citizen and speaks both English and German. He became interested in exonerating the German people from the anti-German racism of the Holocaust legend quite a number of years back. And he at first edited a revisionist journal called Truth Missions, which was later renamed the Adelaide Institute Newsletter. He then broadened out to establish Australia's revisionist website, Adelaide Institute. He has personally visited the site of Auschwitz and burrowed under the ruins of the alleged gas chamber, being unable to find the four holes in the roof, which were supposedly used to throw in gas pellets. Others also were did not find those four holes. That is one of the reasons why these crematorium buildings were blown up by the Soviets one day shortly after they arrived at Auschwitz to liberate it.
Introducing the new Go Berkey kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sound today. We didn't manage to check this all out ahead of time, so this is what we get. But I have been talking about Fred Tobin, and I'm not sure he's going to manage to connect with us. So he has, but he might. You never know when he might show up. So I've said that I was talking about the gas chambers, the so-called gas chambers at Auschwitz, and that. You know, that they were blown up by the Soviet Union. Now Fred has been in regular dialogue with the what are called Holocaust scholars or exterminationists. He has taken a lot of abuse from them, naturally, because of his activity. But he's always ready to engage in debate. And right now he is in a court case in which they're trying to put him, Jewish group, particularly one particular Jewish group, but who knows who all is behind it, who are trying to put him away and prevent him from continuing his work. He's now wanting to run for political office in Australia, and this is what we're going to be talking about today if we are able to talk to him. And if not, I'm sure we'll be able to talk to him next week. Now, a little bit more about him. He was unexpectedly arrested during April 1999, while he was visiting with Prosecutor Klein in Mannheim, Germany, for a private discussion on the Holocaust laws in Germany, which make it mandatory to accept the entire Holocaust story. That is, you cannot question any part of it. Well, he was there trying to find out just exactly what the rules were, what the law entailed for him with the prosecutor, and they arrested him because of what he was saying. Well, he eventually got out of that, and then he was again arrested, again unexpectedly and most surprisingly, in 2008 in an airplane, while he was sitting in an airplane during a stopover at Heathrow Airport. Many of you may know the story of that. That was also, he was in jail in Britain for quite a while, but they eventually released him because they saw that it was the black eye for Britain to be carrying out such silly activities. But this had to do with European Union laws. It was all complicated with the European Union anti-Holocaust laws, which not all European nations agree with and don't want to enforce. So this is the argument there. Now, I met Fred the following summer in 2009 and spent 2 days with him in the company of a few other friends, and it was quite an experience. He's a very interesting man. I wouldn't have traded that experience for anything. So we'll see if we hear from him, but since we haven't so far, I don't have a lot of hope for that. Well, this was a last-minute idea, and sometimes things at the last minute don't work out too well. I'll have to plan it out a little bit better. Well, I'm going to continue then with what we've been talking about all through this week, and that is that I mentioned yesterday that I had two emails from listeners about this, and I talked about the one yesterday. Today I'm going to be able to go into this email from AJ from Australia. And he writes to me, "I have listened with interest and approval to your interviews with Manfred and your discussion on Islam." Now he's speaking of Manfred, excuse me again, I'm always saying Manfred, but Manfred Kleine Hartlage, who has the web blog GermanViews.com with a dash between German and views. .de, just to refresh your memory there. But AJ from Australia goes on to say, Manfred was a most revealing guest. I have never heard anyone ask the question, why do liberals import non-liberal cultures? So he says, he tells me that he is a subscriber for quite some time to both RBN and AFP, American Free Press. And he says, I count among my longest and most valued customers and suppliers. He's in business, or he was. This is from 2 years ago. This is something that he wrote now. What I'm going to say now is something that he wrote 2 years ago to someone else. But I'm not going to go into who. He says, I count among my longest and most valued customers and suppliers, both Muslims and Jews. I understand Jewish ideology and origins. It is my considered opinion that Western civilization is currently under attack from the top, business plus banking plus culture, by internationalist forces along Trotskyite lines, and from the bottom, by radicals, chief among whom are Islamists. He says, I feel that radical Muslims are the tool of the above-mentioned Trotskyites. This man has done quite a bit of what he calls it Trotskyites, he puts in parentheses, neocons, neolibs, Jews, mostly. Now, this AJ is not just some odd letter writer. He actually has a website, but I'm not going to give it because I don't want to actually identify him. But he's been in this for a long time. He's not young. He's a mature man, and he's even a minister. So I think what he says, Carrie, you know, his opinions are considered. He has considered opinions, just like I have considered opinions, and I think he's somebody who's worth listening to. I want to remind you before we go into our next break that I'm taking callers naturally since we don't have our guests today so far. And so I'm taking callers at 1-800-313-9443. Call in anytime you feel like it. Now, my information, AJ says, is firsthand, secondhand, and thirdhand. So I'm going to go into his firsthand information first. Naturally, he says, I have known personally a young woman from a Muslim family who feared for her life. She feared that she would be killed by her father. Yes, her father, for dating an Australian. Now, you know, he says this is unusual in a religious environment, he thinks. I would say so. Now, you can't say, he goes on, that Muslim fathers kill their daughters just because Muslims are mad at the West or because of Zionism. That makes sense. He says, honor killings happen today all over the Muslim world. True. Within the Muslim nations, you know, we don't know how many of these take place. But he says, it does not do to say that the Quran does not support honor killings. We need to understand that the Quran may not, but something in their ideology does. And the problem, this is me now, the problem is that while this is not legal, and certainly murder is not legal, and infanticide is not legal, or killing your own children is not legal in the West, this does happen, and nothing, we're not able to do anything about it. It's not reported, or we don't, the law enforcement doesn't know anything about it, and they may even look the other way if they find that, if it's just easier to do that. If they don't have real enough witnesses saying this happened, they can't do anything about it. So it can take place in Western countries, even though it's not legal in these countries. Now I have a call before I go on. I'm going to just take the calls. I have a call from Charles in Alabama. Hello, Charles.
Anybody there?
Charles, you have a kind of a, well, you bet it's better now.
Okay, I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
Did you get an email yesterday on the subject of documented foreign nationals in this country?
I don't know. If you sent one or someone sent one, I guess I got it, but I can't quite
remember.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I know what it is now. In fact, I was even had it marked to talk about it, but then I didn't know if I would have any time for that today. Go ahead and refresh my memory on that.
Well, the documented foreign nationals in this country have a privileged legal position, so they can avoid the jurisdiction of our court system.
Yes, you know, it's a little complicated. That's another thing to explain it all, and it's not exactly related to what we've been talking about this week.
Yeah.
It is very interesting. And how about if we let that go for today? And if you want to give, do you have the URL or the, what would people Google to find that article?
Oh, there's no article.
Well, there was an article. I got that article. It was something.
It was an email.
Yeah, but there was something attached to it. Okay, well, let's bring that up another time, Charles, okay?
All right, bye.
Thank you very much for your call. We've also got a Rodney, who actually called before Charles, I guess. And Rodney from California. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Carolyn. I really enjoy your shows. You're always just spot on. But this one is really, really excellent. I missed your other ones this week because sometimes I just don't make it up that early out here on the West Coast. But just that. This interesting concept of Islam and some of the concepts I always found it interesting and wanted to get your...
Okay. Hold on, Rodney. We are going to the break. We'll be right back with you.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Talking to Rodney on the telephone from California. Are you still there, Rodney?
Yes, Carolyn. And the point I was making before we went to break is, as I'm really glad to see you doing a series of shows on Islam, and the point that I was going to make is, just wanted to get your point, your perspective on why do you see the contradiction. You see a lot of Islamophobia, I guess. You know, we're allowed to hate Islam, and we're allowed to hate, and it's sanctioned Muslims, and we even have Quran burnings. But when you read the two, when you read the Quran side by side with the Talmud, and of course, a lot of this stems from, I'm sorry to say, fundamentalists, and I call them Zionist Christians, who actually try to be more Jewish than Jews themselves. You read the Talmud, and it has some of the most abhorrent attacks on Christian values, more so than the Quran. There seems to be a contradiction there, and I was just kind of curious as to what your take. Why has Christianity allowed itself to be duped into this anti-Islamic mentality?
Let me answer. I don't know why Christian Zionists are the way they are or allow themselves to do this. I'm not a Christian Zionist, and I don't excuse the Jews at all. And I have never really talked about the Muslims very much until I had Monfort as my guest on Monday and Tuesday. And this got me into discussing this. He said, my main concern, you see, Rodney, is the invasion of non-whites into white countries. That's my main concern. And that was Monfort's main concern, is that as many of these who are going very critical of Islam in Europe, it is because of the huge numbers of Muslims that have come into Europe and are seem to be there to stay and are growing in population. You see, this is the problem. It's not to be against Islam. I'm not trying to start a war against Islam. I have nothing against Islam or Muslims, but I want to preserve the white rule and the whiteness of our white European nations, because they're the only that we have, you see.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more.
All right.
I think that probably probably since 1945, you know, there's been a significant sea change as a result of the events that happened in 1945. Probably had foreign policies not been changed so dramatically since 1945, we probably wouldn't see this migration, because there's been so much interference as a result of Judeo-Zionist interference in the Middle East. But I agree with you. The migration of all non-European peoples into what are essentially what have been for, you know, a great many years European lands is inherently dangerous to Western civilization. Western civilization is in tremendous jeopardy. I mean, people like to go around and talk about genocide. It's happening right in front of us, and people don't even realize it's happening.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. So what is the answer? See, it's not the problem. Those in Europe who have become so anti-Muslim, it's not because they ever had any reason, I don't think, even Geert Wilders, to hate Muslims or to tell Muslims how to behave or what their religion should be or to be anti-Islam. But what they're concerned with is the immigration into Europe and the change that's taking place. So this is really what we're dealing with, and in order to impress this upon these white people who don't seem to, who are liberal or who just are out, you know, don't have a clue and don't, you know, are being distracted by, well, look at this and look at that and deal with this, deal with that, and don't look at this problem. We need to get them to focus on this and see that that Islam is not really compatible with our Christian culture. And that's the point. It's not that it's wrong, although we may think some things are wrong. As Manfred said, I don't want to be Muslim. I don't want to be Muslim either. And the idea of Islam is that it is that the whole everyone, they are very well beyond evangelical. I don't know what you call it, but that, you know, to them Allah is the one God. Islam is the one religion of truth, and they're the point is that the whole world is going to become converted to Islam.
Absolutely. Judaism is the exact same way as well. So it's not consistent with
you. I agree with you. They fought it in a different way. But I agree. They're even worse.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Gentlemen, we're back. Well, it worked this time. The music settled down, and Rodney has dropped. I guess he was satisfied, and that was nice of him to drop off. And I want to remind you that I am Carolyn Yeager, and this is the Revisionist Report. We have a call from Dale in California. I think he is. Dale, are you there? Hello, Dale.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dale, just fine. No, okay. Arizona. He's from Arizona. Right.
Yeah. I just had a comment about what you've been talking about, and I don't think we really need to worry about the Muslim threat in this country because the people that run the country or who are at the top of the banking system, frankly, are not Muslim. And I don't see, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. Dale, would you answer me? Are you Muslim?
No, I'm not. I'm Catholic.
Okay. All right. Well, now the whole problem is not, you know, now I mentioned this yesterday. Now, if you just want to say, well, the main problem is the banking system and we need to solve that, and then we'll really get going. Well, that's true. But solving the banking problem is a real tough thing, and we're not making any progress at all on it. So that's not the only concern that we have, is who's running the banking.
No, I understand that, but if we don't take care of the main problem, we can forget about all the subsidiary problems.
Well, it's just the main problem. I agree. But, you see, I see the main problem a little bit different than you are seeing it, and that's understandable.
Okay.
See, I see the main problem right now, and I was talking about this yesterday. I don't know if you listened to this program yesterday or not.
No, I didn't. This is actually the first time I've heard you.
Okay. Well, great. Great. Welcome. I went in quite a bit to the fact that our main problem, because it's the most pressing problem, is immigration and the changing demographics of the United States and in all of our European nations. And this includes Australia, you know, Canada, and so on. But
right.
There is no the will to do anything about this is very minor, although there are many people working at it. But we have great resistance. And this is most pressing because, well, banking, you know, we're going broke, too. But this is most pressing because the demographics, once they reach a certain point, and they probably already reached that, you're not going to turn it around, and
right.
we are on our way to being the minority. We've already got minority white babies being born, so we've got to wake people up. I think I said that I think that this will cause people to care more than anything else, because if you can get it through to them, and we need to talk more about this problem. And in Europe, it just happens to be the Muslims who are overtaking the white numbers in Europe.
Right. But I guess your main point is not so much Islam or the Muslims. No. It's just the immigration issue, right?
Yes.
That's in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see that, and I it's a big concern, but I don't see how it's just like the banking system. I don't see people gaining much ground on the immigration issue either. I mean,
you're right, but this is what we're still talking here about it. We're those of us who are or have a voice are trying to do something, and that just happens to be what we're talking about. What I'm talking about this week, and
right.
I don't know, I'm not talking about, this is the revisionist report, so I do try to stick with, I'm trying to stick with historical revisionism, and so I probably won't get into usury and all of that, and except maybe peripherally, but other people do, but it's, of course, it's extremely important, and a lot of people do say that's one of the reasons why they say, well, let's bring in lots of Muslims, or let's let the Muslims come in because they will stop this because they're against it. But I don't believe that we can ever put our destiny in the hands of others who have so many differences with us. That's a terrible idea. So we have to do it. We can't say, well, bring the Muslims in and let the Muslims do it.
I don't see it going to that, the argument going to that extreme, but
some people say it.
Yeah, I don't personally see it. I see immigration in general being a problem, and I mean I live in it. I live in a neighborhood where it's completely mixed. People are uneducated, they can't speak English, and I feel uncomfortable. But I don't experience anything from the Islamic or Muslim side being where I'm at.
You live in Arizona, and I know that you're talking about mestizos who are so. And, I live in Texas, so we're familiar with that problem.
Right.
But and I said yesterday and all this week that we don't have the Muslim problem in the United States. There are more and more Muslims and people from, practicing Islam coming to the United States, but it is still not big numbers. We have our big numbers in others, but in Europe, and I'm very concerned for Europe, also, because that's our homelands, and it is the Muslims. That's the point I'm trying to make here. So, Manfred, who was on Monday and Tuesday, he's a German. He lives in Germany, and this is their big. This is what they speak of there.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I know. In Europe, it's much more of a problem, and. Hilaire Belloc, the old historian writer, actually talked about it in one of his books as being like there being a rise of the Muslim culture in Europe, and it's already happened, and it's destroying Europe. But here it's I don't see it as being. I guess I don't understand it as well here. I guess it is a potential threat, but I haven't studied it in the United States.
Yeah. Do you have a subscription to the RBN Archives, Dale?
No, I should get it though. I should get it.
Well, if you did get one, and I'll just push this again. Just $1.33 a month. I've had it from the time they first instituted it,
yeah.
And it certainly is worth it. Even if you just listen to a few programs that you want to hear it, that you missed, and if you listen to all this week's archives of this show, I think you'd find them interesting.
But the problem that I have isn't so much the banking system or illegal immigration. It's Americans. Americans have lost their culture. Americans have lost their identity. Americans don't even know what it means to be American anymore. Therefore, they can't. If you don't know what it means to be an American, you can't define who your opposition is. You don't know what you're fighting.
This is something I think most RBN listeners believe this, that America has lost its identity and lost its direction and just lost, we've lost control of everything, and we certainly are losing money. We're all in debt.
Yeah.
Every American citizen is hugely in debt, officially, for things that they have no idea of and we're never told and we're never asked, but supposedly our Congress people represent us and
right.
they for all of this. So the whole thing is just a total crime wave. But, you know, I'm going to let you go now and take another caller, okay?
All right, thanks.
I really thank you for calling in.
No problem. Bye.
A good call. Bye-bye. Let's listen to John from Michigan. And John's called before, I think. Hi, John.
How are you doing today, Carolyn? At the beginning of the show, you were, and I guess when you're referring to Frederick Tobin, you were mentioning about the Soviets destroying the crematoria when they had liberated some of the camps, and we also know that they constructed some of the gas chambers after the fact with the unconnected chimneys and whatnot. What do you think the motivating factor or factors were for the Soviets to do that?
Oh, well, because they had their story. As soon as they got there, and they knew that, they were not taken by surprise or anything. So, they knew what it was, and they knew that they wanted to make as much, they were busy turning out anti-German propaganda early on. Well, who knows? I won't even say when it started, but, because it changed during the war, and they got very, very serious about it. And so they had their intelligence units going in there maybe even in advance before the army people came. But anyway, they were right there with them. They were always there with the Red Army during their advance. And so they looked around, and they said, well, let's look at these things. And they looked at the crematoriums, and they said, well, we're going to we don't want people to see them as they are. We're going to blow them up, and then we can create the story that they were gas chambers. Yeah, and I've written a book, a very small book, a booklet, Auschwitz, the Underground Guided Tour, which is available at the Barnes Review and at Kodo Bookstore. And on one of the last pages of that little booklet, I have a picture that is taken by a Polish photographer that was attached to the Red Army units, or maybe there was a little Polish brigade that came in with them. Anyway, he was filming, and from this film, this is a still shot showing the warehouses burning, which the Soviets claimed that these clothing warehouses were also set on fire by the Germans 8 days before when they left. And yet these clothing warehouses, had to be several days after the first day of liberation of the Soviets, so it'd be at least around 10 days, at least, after the Germans supposedly set these buildings on fire, they showed in this film that they were burning. They looked freshly burned. They weren't even all burned up. There was just a big fire going on there. And in the background, behind the smoke and haze from the fire, you can see two very large crematory chimneys, and these crematory chimneys were still standing when this film was taken, and yet supposedly the Germans had blown up all those crematories because they were gas chambers and they wanted to hide them. So this is part of what I have to say in answer to your question, John.
It's interesting that mainstream Holocaust historians never draw the correlation between, the only camps that are classified as death camps were the ones that were liberated by the Soviets, and none that were liberated by the British or American.
Well, I'm not sure what you're saying there. The mainstream media doesn't draw any proper conclusions because they're in on it. They're in the hoax. And keeping it all alive for political reasons. It's all a left. It's all from the left, communist or a socialist or a left wing liberal, which is in control now, and they need to keep this story intact and alive because it keeps them in power. What do you say to that?
No, I was pointing out the same thing. I was just saying it's interesting that they never seem to draw the correlation between the Soviet liberated camps and this other common thread that runs through them.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Well, are you satisfied?
I'm very satisfied. Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you, John. All right, we have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, what do you have to say?
Well, good morning, Carolyn. Carolyn, first off, since Frederick Tobin didn't come on, I'm very familiar with his story. I made tons of calls on his behalf when he was incarcerated over in England. But anyway, since he hasn't come on, Carolyn, something that's never talked about, okay? I call them the triple A's, the three A's, the triple A's, and there are laws, Carolyn, and they're called the laws of attraction, the laws of affinity, and the laws of association. Now, these Jewish, and I know whereof I speak because I was a New York City cab driver, okay? These Jewish advertising executives, I won't call them Judeo-anti-Christians because they're Judeo-anti-everything. Well, if you just call them Judeo-anti-Christians, you don't even, they're Judeo-anti-Muslim, Judeo-anti-white, Judeo-anti-black, they're Jewish, okay? Jewish advertising executives that control all the advertising in America, they've used the laws of attraction, the laws of affinity, and the laws of association with devastating, absolutely devastating effectiveness against the white people of this country, okay?
Yeah, well, Dave, I'm just going to put in here that, you see, they are so successful because they are committed to a clear-cut goal, and they're ruthless about it, and we are so unsuccessful because we have no clear-cut goal. We're not ruthless. And we think that our place in life is to help others who are unlike ourselves, and not to help ourselves. We've fallen for all that, and we need a great big push in the direction of we use the word waking up, but I don't know what's going to wake us up. We just need I think we need somebody just taking things over by force. I don't know any other way. What do you say?
Well, Carolyn, listen. Let me just
we're going. We've got another caller here, so.
Well, let me quickly say. They've used these white women against the white man so effectively through these laws. They've completely disassociated the white woman from the white man, and they've associated her with all the good things in life. They use her as a sex object, and they associate her never with the white man. They associate her with all the luxuries of life, all the good life and everything. And I could talk for hours about this, but let me just close.
Not all women fall for that. They push all that, but, you know, it's still the majority of women by far. The majority of white women have not fallen for all of that. But the ones that get the attention in the news and so on, there's a problem. I know that feminism is your big something you really get on. I'm going to let you go now, Dave. I appreciate it.
I'm back here in Boston. I'm not in Texas. I'm in Boston.
Yeah,
I'm right in the middle of these
That's why you see what you see. I agree.
These female chauvinist, feminist, faggot pigs, okay? I'm right in the middle of it, yeah.
Okay, well, I hear the music, so I guess that's gonna. But you're right. In Boston is different from, and that's why I live in Texas. I'm just gonna stay here. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For our last segment. So let's just continue with the callers. This is Friday caller day. So we have Larry in Kentucky. Are you there, Larry?
Thank you. I'd like to point out to a fellow called in a few moments ago. He said the immigration problem is very tiny compared to the banking problem. Well, I'd like to point out that the banking problem we have today is really a consequence of a greater immigration problem, in as much as these bankers that run our financial system in the United States are Jews, and they are the sons of Jews who immigrated to the United States over the last 100 years. So you could basically consider that banking problem to be a subset of the immigration problem.
All right, like Larry, in defense of that caller, he didn't say it was tiny. He agreed that it was a big problem. He hadn't listened to all the other shows, and he thought maybe I was just, you know, didn't know about the banking problem. But I think we found a total agreement at the end of the call. Okay, continue, Larry.
And then in support of Dave from Massachusetts, one comment I'd make is that as far as the white folks who supported Barry Obama in the last election, white males voted for him in very small numbers, but white females voted for him probably twice as many white women voted for Obama as did white males. So I think he does have a bit of a point there.
Well, yeah, I don't like to just slam every white woman, because I know there are a lot of white women who are not like that. And I think it's an insult to them, and they shouldn't be talked about that way. Some people get carried away, and because they've got this male thing going about women, or they can't, I don't know. But it's true that there is a thing about white women, and it seems like the blonder they are and the more beautiful they are, the more they might get into it, or maybe we just see those. That they have this thing about black men, and it's just, it, I mean, I just can't understand it. But I don't understand how they do it. But they do. And so I think that has to be a result of this media onslaught that features black men as heroes. And I don't watch media much, but I do see all these pictures of sports people, you know, on the main web pages, and they feature these black males. And women they're kind of conditioned in grade school and high school through, well, let's face it, integrated schooling to look to these men if they appear to be dominant and successful, and to these boys, and get used to it. They get used to being around them.
Well, I don't think it has too much to do with whether they're blonde or brunette, but I do kind of take a bit of Dave's point there. I think just when you look at the sheer numbers of in support of Barack Obama, I think they're roughly twice as many white females as white males.
Women are more liberal, and that might be the reason. Not you know, but women always are voting more for the liberal candidate than white men are.
That's right. But I think that he does have a point as far as buying into that ideology. I think he does have a bit of a point there.
Well, sure. Sure he does. Okay. Thank you for that call, Larry. All right, I think Larry's gone. We have to say goodbye for today. Come back Monday. See what's going on here at the Revisionist Report. Have a good weekend. Bye now.
Ever climbing as the